people come into, say, ethnic conflicts also with identities and historical memories and images of what a good future would be like, and that's brought into the conflict, which may be specific and narrow, but is surrounded by these other issues, and you have to listen to those other issues and help the parties deal with the specific issues, if they can deal with the specific issues without getting into the larger. Sometimes you have to deal with the larger issues. But a general principle, I think, I can't say it. Roger Fisher had this notion of fractionating conflict. That is, to deal with the small issues. To see, for example, if you and your wife are having a conflict about which television channel to watch, it should be a conflict about that television channel, not about her personality or a family or your history of your relations with one another.
Yes.
So if you can deal with the conflict at the small level, at the international level, when Khrushchev and Kennedy talked about the location of 72 weapon systems during the Cuban crisis, rather than the free world versus communism, the conflict was resolvable. The conflict between free world and communism would never have been resolvable through peaceful negotiations. So if you learn to deal with conflicts at the appropriate size level, then that will always be helpful. Some people make the mistake of escalating the conflict very quickly. It becomes much less manageable when that happens. But I do say it's the appropriate size. Sometimes you have to deal with larger issues. You have to deal with the fact that there is a basic problem of confidence between oneself and the other. And it's not just the television channel.
Sure. And it makes me think about when there is a conflict that is manifested because of some structural problem, then it makes it very hard to deal with just that specific part of the conflict, knowing that if you only deal with that, it'll likely repeat itself, given a structure that's likely to foster that kind of thing.
Yes, I think that's very much the case. Our center here does a lot of work in schools. And sometimes you have to not focus simply on trying to change the kids by teaching them, or the parents, or the teachers, or administrators. You have to look at the whole culture, and start understanding what are the structural factors that promote competitive relationship between the people, like the kids, and the way they're managed in the classroom, or the teachers, and the way they're promoted or given special honors or duties, and so on. So you have to look not just at the presenting problem, but what are the factors giving rise to the conflict.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think structural elements are very important.